Just a few points. I just want to go through, just introduce the packet to you. Before we do that, I just want to say a few thank yous. I say my thank yous, first of all, to the Huttman family, to the Levy family, for sponsoring today's Yom Yom, the Ilui Nishmas, Dr. Burton Huttman, the Yom Shimshon Ben Chaim. It should be Ilui for his neshama. Rabbi Leit mentioned there are two programs, which there's a flyer inside your packets. One is the Daily Halacha. There's a sign up for that outside. Baruch Hashem, people are joining, and to me it's wondrous that people want to listen to what I have to say. Be over here, you're sort of stuck, but over there you have the choice and you do it anyway. I appreciate it. I do want to mention that the Thanksgiving program, which we have a federal holiday learning program, which we have had for years already. Rabbi Blade has convinced me that it's time to upgrade it and to add a breakfast and etc. So we're going to do that. We'll be starting Thanksgiving, and he will be making phone calls for that. The yeshiva community had a loss of a Talmud. Yeshua Polanski, Olav Shalom, was nifter. He's a young man, 31 years old, wife, child. And his chaverim got together. They're going to be sponsoring, Bez Hashem, the Thanksgiving learning program in Ili for his neshama. So whoever would be able to attend, it's a tremendous chus. As a young man who was here for the high school, and we should be able to bring Eli to his neshama as well. I want to thank the yeshiva as my makam where I'm able to, Baruch Hashem, to learn Torah and to teach Torah for over 20 years already, Baruch Hashem. The yeshiva has pushed me into the position of Rosh Karlo a few years ago with the responsibility of our Karlo. The Karlo are the married members of the yeshiva which are sitting and learning. The yeshiva provides a stipend for them. I do want to mention that the fundraising for the stipend is done independent of the yeshiva. Whatever you're paying for the karlo is independent of the money going to yeshiva. And it's my responsibility to raise it. Baruch Hashem, that's my sus. I want to thank Rabbi Blate for the idea of the Yom Iyun. It was his idea. For the work which he puts in to generate it. His belief that this is something which would be a tremendous vehicle of Limud Torah and Kavod HaTorah to the community. I was a little bit skeptical the first time. I've been convinced. I hope you will be too. I've probably been asked, many of you are, and that's why you're here again. Thank you. I also want to mention that Rabbi Jacob Goodman, Jacob Goodman, who has put together this beautiful booklet in front of you, hours of work to make it presented so beautifully that it is. It's a covenant of Torah, such a beautiful packet. I want to thank you for coming and joining us. The topic today is Maris Ayin. You'll see that the goal today, it's a topic which is discussed much in Halacha, the issue of how a person is perceived, even when he's not doing something incorrect, but if it's perceived as being incorrect, it's not permitted, when it is, when it isn't. What we're going to grapple with today is, as you go through the packet, you realize that there are probably multiple sources for this issue. There's the issue of Chilul Hashem, which is not explicit in any of the Gemaras that we're talking about, but it's there. There are other sources. What do we need all the sources for? Are there actually different nuances in the Halacha? Do we see that there's different nuances in the Halacha? And some of the practical applications, you'll maybe look at the last page of the end notes, so we gave some practical questions which we'll be grappling with. The first few pages is basically Gemaras. You're going to Sukkim, Mishnah, Gemaras that you're going to need. Then any of the storm which we felt that you're not so familiar with, we put a biographical note on the bottom to tell you who we're talking about, who is the person who's the author of this sefer. Mishabura did not do that for, obviously. The Rosh did not do that for, it's obvious. But the other ones that are not so familiar, I give you some background who we're talking about. Rabban Yosef also did not give a biographical note. I'm assuming that he's well known to our community. The goal is to go through it as best as you can, ask a lot of questions. And if you don't get through the whole packet, that's fine. Bez Hashem, we will try and cover as much as we can in this year. But the main part of the learning is actually the Chavrusa learning, so I'm going to let you do that. The goal is to get through the packet and ask as many questions as you can. Thank you.